where the spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom like a river.
We are taking a look today at what Julie Elliott Eichenroth has done with Freedom Farm Ministries. This is a ministry in Grand Traverse County. And Julie, thanks for being with me
thanks
today.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
But tell me, what exactly is Freedom Farm Ministries?
Well, Freedom Farm is a faith-based therapeutic farm that employs permaculture gardening and healthy work on the land and equine-assisted coaching. And soon we'll have a chicken-keeping program.
Oh, fun.
To nurture women and help them heal and grow.
Okay, and so this is kind of creative because you're looking at helping individuals become healthy, but you're using farming skills
to do that. Right, we use the wholesome and naturally therapeutic environment of the farm to help women heal and grow because we are body, soul, and spirit. And so I call this a whole person environment. I'm not just sitting in a clinical office staring at somebody across the room and hearing their stories. But we hear the stories in the context of working together on the farm, sitting by the garden, rocking in our rocking chairs up on the deck, listening to the birds sing, working with the horses and that kind of thing. Although horses aren't on our garden property, they're at another site just a little ways away. But those things help women experience the love of God. That comes through nature, that comes through the healthy relationships that we model at the farm, and provide a safe therapeutic place for them to begin to work out their stories of hurt or trauma and to learn the skills of the heart.
So when you say healing, what exactly are these women and families needing healing from?
Well, we work with women anywhere from on a spectrum from just having trouble in relationships, trouble with identity, self-image, connection with God, connection with other people, conflict resolution, boundaries, learning to speak honestly and live authentically and that kind of thing. And a lot of it is the conflict resolution, too, because nobody's born knowing this stuff, you know, so that's hard sometimes. So we teach what I call the heart skills, and we lay the foundation, a scriptural foundation, but they really work for anyone. So we don't limit our ministry and outreach to Christian women. Although my heart is to help the body of Christ grow up into mature love.
Yes.
So this helps teach that.
Well, and what a great way if someone doesn't have a relationship with Christ to what a great way to come around them and share biblical principles and foundation and be a witness to them and that God is there to bring some healing. God is there to help them.
Right. And no judgment. There's, you know, judgment is such a toxic thing. And so we accept people where they're at in life. And we just start from there together. I mean, that was how God helped me. And that's how we try to help them.
You have some background that kind of led you to this ministry. Tell me about that.
Oh, I do have background. You know, the funny thing is that I grew up in a nice family. I wasn't abused. I wasn't neglected. I didn't have any particular significant traumas. But I like to say, this explains it for me, I never was taught to think like a grown-up.
Okay.
I didn't know how to manage my heart. I didn't know. I fell into the trap, which I think the enemy of our souls uses very effectively, of attaching stories and narratives and meanings of things to the things I experienced that became toxic. And so I became a Christian when I was 12 years old. I loved Jesus with all my heart. And then my growing up years in my teens, 20s and early 30s, became sort of a battle between light and dark. I loved Jesus. I read the word. I participated in church. But I didn't know how to manage my emotions.
Okay.
And then I, you know, it's one thing to not manage your emotions or to have experiences. It's another thing when you amp up the torment by creating these narratives of yourself, rejection, identity issues, how you perceive life. And we have a choice of how we choose to perceive things and attach meanings to things. And so I grew into depression in my teens and 20s and early 30s and then had a troubled marriage until God heard the cry of my heart to be free. I always believe he hears the faintest cry of the heart to be free, and he moves on our behalf. And he led me to a wonderful Christian counselor named Carol, who saved my life, literally. By then, In my early 30s, I was suicidally depressed.
Okay.
It just amped up, and there was a roller coaster, and I was exhausted from the emotional roller coaster, and I just didn't know what to do with myself. And so my journey started with her, 2.5 years in therapy with her, and she, like I said, taught me how to think like a grown-up. And then later on, other people came across my path who helped me grow.
So when you say thinking like a grown-up, what exactly does that mean?
Well, to think like a grown-up, first of all, means taking responsibility.
Okay.
For our words, for our thought life, and for our managing ourselves in relationships and knowing how to do that no matter what anybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Learning boundaries as a Christian, learning to speak honestly, because okay. In the Christian world, I call it smiling and lying.
Okay.
Sometimes we smile and we say we're fine, or we don't tell the truth because we're afraid of being judged,
yeah.
or having scripture quoted at us or whatever, but not really learning how to relate authentically with each other.
Well, and as Christians, we have this idea that we have to constantly be nice.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
And because of that niceness, that persona that we put on, we don't put up the boundaries.
That's
and
right.
And the thing is, you can be nice, mm-hmm. quote unquote, and still have boundaries.
That's right. And the funny thing about that, Rachel, it's so funny you bring that up, because I talk about that a lot. And when I teach women about boundaries, the word nice is found nowhere in the Bible.
That's a good point.
Absolutely
That's
nowhere.
A very
now,
good
the
point.
Word kind is found.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you can be kind and set a boundary with someone, and a person who doesn't respect or understand boundaries can perceive that as kind of a slap if you mm-hmm. just are even honest. Or because really, as people, as individuals in relationship, we are, boundaries tell us where we end and other people begin.
Right.
And then begins the dance of love. So, you know, in our relationships, there's room for you, there's room for me, there's room for others, there's room for God. But if we don't learn to honor each other's boundaries and speak truthfully and work out our relationships, and especially conflict resolution is a huge thing in the body of mm-hmm. Christ. And my desire is to help any woman, whether she's a Christian or not, because these principles of relationship that God has ordained in the Bible at work for anyone, anyway, anytime they're tried,
mm-hmm.
except having a relationship with God is what really helps.
Now, Julie, how do you fund this ministry?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because we have a different, we are a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
We are faith-based, but we work with anyone who wants to work with us. But we follow the philosophy and teaching of George Mueller, who was a German pastor who ministered and raised up orphan houses in England in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And his model was believing prayer for provisions. So they prayed for everything. So we don't actively fundraise unless God tells us to. We take our needs to God first.
Okay.
And it's really a fun way of living, because we get to see God bring, we want people to learn to give from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we object to fundraising with other nonprofit organizations, but it's a fun way to model the faith lifestyle, that God is a good God, he's a good father, and mm-hmm. he desires to provide for us. And so we only fundraise if he tells us to.
Okay. All right.
And we let people give to us in either material goods or funds as they feel led. And as we share the mission of the farm and the activities that we're doing, we follow George Mueller's model. We just tell people what we're doing and let them be prompted to give as the Holy Spirit leads them.
And if that's you listening and you feel prompted to give to Freedom Farm Ministries, you can do that at freedomfarmgt.com, or you can give Julie a call at 231-944-4812. I'm here with Julie Elliott Eichenroth from Freedom Farm Ministries, which is a ministry set out to bring therapeutic healing. And can you explain a little bit of that healing for me? Healing from what?
Well, healing from life experiences, anything on a spectrum of just struggling with depression or relationships or conflicts, all the way to sexual and physical exploitation and abuse, helping women in particular. We do work with others, but helping women in particular learn that they are loved by God, mm-hmm. that they have an identity. We want to help them root their identity in being a loved daughter of God and introduce them to a God who's a good father and is trustworthy and kind and there every step of the way.
And really, this is so creative because there is absolutely nothing wrong with going to a therapist and sitting and talking, because we need that. We need to have that connection to have someone help us take what's entangled in our minds mm-hmm. and smooth it out. But mm-hmm. but you, like you said, there's a therapy in gardening. There's mm-hmm. a therapy with working with horses. There's a therapy mm-hmm. when you're in God's creation. Mm-hmm. So not only are you learning, but you're also getting that therapeutic that therapy that you need.
I mean, I was healed from my deep depression in an office with a gifted counselor who mm-hmm. taught me how to think like a grown-up, as I mentioned earlier. But I kind of started on this journey by my friend Jackie Cashel, who is the founder and executive director of Peace Ranch. Before they started Peace Ranch, she just started inviting me out to ride horses on her property. And mm-hmm. I began, she was learning about the therapeutic nature of horses. And so she kind of took me along on that journey. And for the better part of 10 years, I served there as a volunteer. I was the first college intern. And I learned the love of the land. I learned how powerful horses are and other things in nature are to help you learn to manage your boundaries, manage yourself. And we're just not born knowing this stuff.
Right.
And I also learned about healthy community. And so providing a place where women can feel safe to share their stories. And we do it kind of side by side. And the hard parts of our stories kind of leak out sideways when we're working together. And we are whole people. We're mm-hmm. body, soul, and spirit. So we try to provide a whole person environment that people can experience the presence and love of God in nature. And we use permaculture because permaculture most powerfully demonstrates the lavish nature of God and his abundant provision mm-hmm. Rather than traditional types of gardening and that so forth.
Now, you have a workshop coming up on the 22nd.
Sure do,
what exactly is your workshop?
Well, this Saturday, we do provide educational opportunities to the community as well. Mm-hmm. So we try to do two or three workshops a year. And so we launched this year with a Back to Eden gardening demo. Back to Eden is a film, a documentary with a Christian man who teaches what he learned about permaculture from just learning from God and observing nature. And it's a deep mulch, no-till method. Mm-hmm. I love it because you don't have to be a botanist or a scientist or a master gardener. It's simple, low-cost to no-cost materials, tools, and equipment. And I'm going to teach on the four principles of permaculture, and then we're going to have a hands-on demonstration of how to build the garden bed.
Okay.
People being able to grow their own food. It's low to no cost. Mm-hmm. And I have a heart for parents, single moms and people like that who would love to supplement their, provision for their families or food with a garden, but maybe don't have a piece of land, or they don't know how to get started, or they don't have a tiller or anything. Well,
yeah.
Nature never tills.
Yes.
Nature never digs a hole to plant a seed. Mm-hmm. So we teach, we follow nature's methods.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of teaching people how to start their own gardens and just get started. And you don't have to take a course or anything. It's very simple. And we're going to do it hands-on.
So if I'm interested in going to your workshop, do I just go straight to your website?
Yeah, probably a quicker way would be go to our Facebook page, which is Freedom Farm Ministries Grand Traverse.
Okay.
And there's an event page there, Back to Eden Gardening Demo. It's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Okay.
Admission is donation of any cost.
Oh, nice.
If you don't have a single penny to give, come anyway. And we will spend 2 hours together learning to do this method, and it's really simple and fun, and I'm excited to share it with the community.
If I'm listening today and I say, wow, this is something that I might like to be a part of, maybe I'm a whole person myself, but I have a heart for helping women. I have a heart for people finding healing. How would I volunteer?
Well, you can be a whole person or part of a person, but you mm-hmm. can come and volunteer at Freedom Farm. We have lots of opportunities to work in the gardens. And because this method is so powerful and how it creates soil and how how we use permaculture methods, deep mulch, no-till methods. It's really easy. If we had a weeding project, weeding is super easy. We are building out a shelter that we bought, an old bus shelter this year, and we're going to turn it into a chicken coop and start a chicken keeping program. We want to start a permaculture garden, orchard, up on our hill.
Ooh.
We have two native healing gardens that we're working on. And so there are lots of projects with people of any ability or little abilities, simple projects, more complex, that can volunteer and help us
out. So say I want to volunteer, but man, I really don't know a whole lot about gardening. It sounds fun, but I don't know anything about running an orchard.
Right.
Or,
well, I'm not going to throw you out there to say, go make my gardens look beautiful.
Uh-huh.
We work together side by side. And, I'm open every day except Saturday. Well, we're the farm is closed on Wednesdays, but Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday mornings, we often have work bees. You can just contact me through the Facebook page or through the website or through my phone number. And just say, tell me what kind of hours you have to give and what you're good at. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not good at anything, anybody can do this kind of gardening.
Okay.
Anybody can learn to plant a plant or drop a seed in a hole or weed something or prune a tree. We haven't actually started our permaculture garden, orchard yet. That's, we're working on that. But nobody's going to throw you to the wolves and ask you to do something you don't know how to do. We'll always be there. But we can do more and develop the land more if we have more people to help us, because I'm just one person.
Okay.
And this method is so easy that probably what you see right now, I've done 80% of it myself.
Okay.
Over the last 4 years. But we're coming into our fifth growing season, and we have lots of plans and dreams.
Oh.
And we love to invite people along. And then we build relationships in the process, and we get to know each other. And a lot of the things that we do in our programs are similar to just how we interact with people, a safe, therapeutic, healthy community.
And if you were just listening, we're talking to Julie Elliott Eichenroth from Freedom Farm Ministries, and you have a workshop coming up on Saturday. So if I'm listening and I say, I'm not sure, but maybe I just kind of want to get a taste of it and
Absolutely.
See what it's about,
yep.
Could I come to the workshop?
Come to the workshop. It's 10 a.m. to noon on this Saturday. The address is 8395 Dell Road in Kingsley. It's just really easy to find. Your GPS won't lead you astray.
Uh-huh.
We'll come right to our house. And it's just donation basis, any amount. Or if you don't have any money, then just come anyway and enjoy the workshop, and you'll get a taste of what we do there.
So where can, if I'm interested in the programs or I'm interested in volunteering, where can I find you?
You can find us on Facebook. That's one of the primary ways we interact with people. It's Freedom Farm Ministries Grand Traverse.
Grand Traverse, and make sure you type in the Grand Traverse portion.
If you get Freedom Farm Ministries, you'll probably come up with it, because there's no other Freedom Farms right in our area. And then our beautiful website, which was built for us and donated to us by Current 120, a wonderful company here in town. And that is Freedom Farm GT, all lowercase, freedomfarmgt.com. And you'll see our website there, and there's a volunteer application, there's a contact page, and then my phone number is 231-944-4812, and you can text or call. Sometimes I have people text because I'm out working with the horses or in the gardens, and I might not hear it, but I'll always get back to you. Whether you call and leave a message or text, I'll get back to you.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Julie, for being here today.
Thank
Again,
you,
Julie
Rachel.
From Freedom Farm Ministries. Check her out at Freedom Farm GT, as in Grand Traverse.com. She's also on Facebook, Freedom Farm Grand Traverse, and then her phone number, 231-944-4812. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.